Agenda item number five, Colonial Pipeline Company. Mr. Eversole.
Good morning. Colonial Pipeline Company requests authorization to replace or repair petroleum pipeline line 20 segment, segments at multiple stream crossings as needed in Cumberland, Henrico, Powhatan, Chesterfield, Charles City, James City, Surrey, and Isle of Wight counties, and the cities of Richmond, Suffolk, and Chesapeake. A subaqueous permit is required for the entire project. Wetland permits are required for crossings in Henrico County, Chesterfield County, Richmond, and Chesapeake. Colonial Pipeline is a 16-inch, it's an existing 16-inch diameter liquid petroleum pipeline. It was installed in the 1960s. It runs from Chesapeake, crosses the Nansemond River. Well, it runs from Chesapeake up to Cumberland County. A little closer view, it starts in Chesapeake, comes up, crosses beneath the Nansemond River, comes up the south side, crosses beneath the James River just north of Fort Eustis, continues up the peninsula, crosses multiple tidal and non-tidal streams and rivers. It crosses the Chickahominy River between James City and Charles City, continues up the peninsula to Henrico, where it crosses the James River again beneath the James into Chesterfield County, and then continues up to Cumberland, where it connects with a north-south liquid petroleum gas pipeline. The proposed pipeline maintenance is required by the Department of Transportation. The USDOT requires an internal line inspection on a routine basis where they run a smart pig through the line to detect any anomalies that are in the line. Depending on the severity of the anomaly found, the repairs must be initiated immediately or in a time period up to 180 days from the time of discovery. Colonial Pipeline currently has a permit the commission issued in 2005 for this same activity. You'll see a copy of that permit in your packet. That permit expires in 2015, the end of this year. So that's why Colonial Pipeline is before you again today to reissue the emergency coverage so they can react in case they find an anomaly. On August 20th, 2015, we received Colonial Pipeline's JPA requesting commission authorization for the potential repairs. A VMRC permit is required for any repairs undertaken channelward of ordinary high water for non-tidal streams, mean low water for tidal waterways, and for tidal wetland impacts in Chesterfield and in Henrico counties and the city of Richmond and Chesapeake. The commission is acting as the local wetland boards for those two counties and cities as they have not adopted the model wetlands ordinance. A public hearing was held in Newport News on November 19th, and no one from the public spoke for or against the application. Wetland permits have been issued for this application in the last month for the counties of Suffolk, Isle of Wight, Surrey, James City, and Charles City. And we had those localities hear the case and issue permits before we brought it before you. Line 27 does encroach beneath privately leased oyster grounds on the Nansemond River. We notified the two oyster leaseholders, and while I did receive phone calls from one who was concerned about impacts to her oyster ground lease, should there be an anomaly found and repairs undertaken, there was no protest to the project. We spoke several times on the phone, and she contacted Colonial Pipeline's agent for further discussions, but she does not protest the project. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries identified 18 of the 27 crossings. They're confirmed for potential anadromous fish impacts, so they have recommended time of year restrictions on those 18 crossings. No other state agencies have objected to the project. So in summary, the proposed inspection and maintenance of Line 27 is required by federal regulation as well as by Section 28.2.12.10 of the Code of Virginia. Staff considers the project's approval to be in the Commonwealth's best interest to avoid potential spills in tidal wetlands and or state-owned submerged lands. As such, staff recommends approval of the project with the following special conditions. The applicant shall adhere to the Commission's standard in-stream permit conditions listed here for all non-tidal stream repairs. Number one, the in-stream construction activities shall be accomplished during low flow periods and within cofferdams constructed of non-erodible materials in such a manner that no more than half the width of the waterway is obstructed at any one time. All areas of state-owned bottom and adjacent lands disturbed by this activity shall be restored to their original contours and natural conditions within 30 days from the date of completion of the authorized work. All excess material shall be removed to an upland site and contained in a manner to prevent its reentry into state waters. The Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook shall be employed throughout the construction. The permittee agrees to develop a contingency cleanup plan to address potential frack outs or related spills associated with any directional drilling activities. Furthermore, the applicant shall submit a detailed restoration plan for any tidal wetland impact areas necessary in the counties of Chesterfield and Henrico and the cities of Richmond and Chesapeake. The plan shall include scaled, geographically referenced drawings and include a monitoring protocol and timeline. A minimum 5-year monitoring effort is recommended for all impacts to tidal freshwater wetlands and for all wetland impacts which pose a risk to Phragmites colonization. For crossings 1 through 4, 7 through 10, 12 through 16, 19 through 24, 19 through 21, 24, and 27, the applicant shall adhere to a February 15th through June 30th time of year restriction for in-stream work to protect anadromous fish. This restriction shall not apply for repairs which must be initiated immediately or within 60 days as required by federal regulation. For any subtidal repairs necessary with crossings 1 through 3, 5, 7 through 10, 12, 14, 16, and 19, the applicant shall first submit detailed project drawings to scale depicting the location of the anomaly, the type of repair proposed, and the construction methodology, whether it be cofferdam type, temporary trestle, or barge access. No work shall commence in these areas until a permit modification request is considered and approved by the commissioner. The commissioner retains his authority to defer approval of any in-stream work necessary at the aforementioned crossings to the full commission for consideration at their next available meeting. And finally, any subtidal repairs that require the removal and replacement of anomalous line segments may be subject to an encroachment royalty in the amount of $3 per linear foot. These are the same permit conditions that you attached to the 2005 permit. I went back through the minutes of that meeting, and you all spent considerable time crafting those and amending some of those recommendations. Be happy to answer any questions you have. Colonial Pipeline is represented, as well as their agent, Ms. Shanna Cahill from Core Blue Ecology.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mark. The applicant is present. Please come forward. Let me swear you in here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name for the record.
Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon. Welcome. Is there anything you'd like to add for the commission's edification?
The only thing, one clarification is it could be an immediate day, a 60-day, 180-day, or a 365. It could go up to a year or having to get the repairs.
That's the time frame. That's the window. Gotcha. Any questions from the commission? Apparently not. Thank you. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this proposal? Anybody in wishes to testify in opposition to this proposal? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we approve the item five.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zegarden, second by Mr. Minor.
Yes.
Any discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Project is approved.